visiting with IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson. Of course, this week, Governor J.B. Pritzker extending the stay-at-home order in Illinois, which impacts school closures through April the 30th. But there is still some hope out there if school can resume on May 1. Greg Anderson, still could be some state tournament series out there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's our plan and hope for sure. A lot more to be decided, I'm sure, in the coming weeks as to how things flow, recommendations from the governor and state health departments. But as far as we're considered, yeah, we think if we can resume in early May, that gives us a timeline to have some spring championships.
And that's the best case scenario we know, but we know if there's another delay or the stay-at-home order is extended beyond that, that would put any type of resumption probably out of question. Is that right?
Yeah, that's our opinion at this point, and collectively with the staff. We haven't been to our board to anticipate extending anything later than the end of June. We spoke to them and didn't get approval, but spoke to them at our March board meeting that they were generally inclined to think that that was would be a good step. But if we would only resume late May or even mid to late May, we think the possibilities of us resuming to a point at which we could have championships would be extremely difficult.
And I know the big issue then with let's hope that May 1 is a day kids can return to school, that there'll have to be an acclimatization period. Is that like a week or 2 weeks? Has that been decided yet, or is that in discussion?
Yeah, it's in discussion and nothing formally approved by our board, but we reached out to our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, and they recommended something somewhere between 5 to 7 days would be reasonable. With spring sports, different than maybe a contact sport like football, the organizational things and getting athletes back and acclimatized to their sport, that timeline seemed to be reasonable when we are able to resume.
Yeah, and when you look at spring sports, you know, if you look at a track season, if you started in May 1, had the acclimatization, you could realistically have a state tournament series in boys and girls track in mid-June. I think even with softball, the way that sport is played in the ASA, USSSA circuit, I think a softball season you could have probably in a month and still have a state tournament series. But I think the only kind of wild card in this is high school baseball with the pitching limitations and, you know, just those type of issues. Baseball's kind of, I think, the different, I guess I'd call it the wild card animal in all this when you try to shorten a season and put something together.
Yeah, for sure. You know, pitching staffs, limited as they may be, depending upon the size of the school, may not be able to play 4 to 5 games a week, could only play 2 to 3. And I know that schools will do the best they can, but we'd have to maintain a reasonable time frame, in particular in our postseason, to monitor and allow for the rest because of our pitch count limits that we definitely wouldn't supersede. Those would stay in place for sure, obviously because of the safety of our athletes competing. So that makes that timeline for baseball in particular a little bit tricky versus some others being able to maybe narrow them down a little bit more and have competitions a little bit more frequently.
And I guess as you look at the calendar, before I started recording this, I saw the last, I think, Friday and Saturday in June is the 26th and 27th. And then, of course, the next weekend is basically the 4th of July holiday weekend. I mean, is that what calendar you kind of would look at? Is that 26th, 27th would be the final weekend you could have state tournament series?
In my opinion, yeah. We've talked to the staff. As a staff, we think that's generally when we cross over into July and you got the July 4th weekend and you kind of, and it, for us, traditionally, that's kind of that date at which we kind of think of our transition into the new year, and I'm sure our member schools are doing the same thing. Within the staff discussions, we've really set that kind of as our limit to unlikely have anything go beyond that weekend, 26, 27.
You've been involved in Interscholastic Athletics for how long now?
Oh, boy. Dating back to my time as a player, probably 35 years.
Okay, so yeah. You always got to bring up the Cambridge Viking stuff, man. But the uncharted territory kind of following this. I'm recording this interview today on my side patio, and it's about 60 degrees and sunny. And I have a public park probably 150 yards down my street where they're closed because of the social distancing issues. Mm-hmm. In this weather today, and you can't, you drive by it all weather track here in town, ain't nothing going on. Drive by the baseball and softball diamonds, nothing going on. It's just, man, it's just a bizarre feeling. Just especially with the weather starting to turn. Now, that's what's so tough and so frustrating about all of this, where, games can't be played because of the situation we're in with this healthcare crisis, despite how good the weather is. Like, today, the contrast of all those emotions, and then you factor in, like, kids that are seniors that may never play an organized sport ever again in their life, and this was it this spring. So you have all that as kind of a backstory.
Thinking back, and as we transition into this, even back, and I think we talked about it in a previous time, talking about the basketball tournament and that, and in my lifetime, I never would have thought that we would. I couldn't imagine the pandemic, something that would have caused us to cancel that tournament, and now in addition, cancel our spring sport. They're not canceled to date, but to your point, to have a day like we're having today and to there just be no activity in our sporting arenas across the state and nationally is it's absolutely unprecedented, and I would never in my lifetime have thought we would be in this position. But for all the right reasons, following the corrective actions that we need to take, it makes sense, but it when you try to reflect on it, it's very difficult.
And then as far as the state tournament series site hosts, because you have the set weekends and you have the contract obligations when you have these site hosts, I'm assuming that you've been in conversation with the site hosts, whether it be EIU for track or Eastside Center for softball, baseball at the Peoria Chiefs Park. They're all... they have the schedule flexibility to do that if the modification occurs with the calendar and the season resumes?
Well, yeah, we've been in contact with some, not all of them. We know that there'll be some that will have more flexibility than others. Some have been wide open to just tell us, hey, tell us when you plan on coming and we'll make our facility available. Others, I think it'll be more challenging when you talk about, the baseball facilities that we have our state championships in. If they're back up and running, I think those dates that we select could be more challenging. But, EIU and Eastside, a couple that you mentioned, both of them have confirmed that we just need to let them know when we want to conduct our championships there, and they'd make arrangements to make their facilities available. So, we haven't pressured that. A number of our super sectionals also are on collegiate campuses. So we haven't, again, the fluidity of us communicating a date and time where we think a possibility and then now it having been changed, we're really hoping to know more of a concrete. And now that has pushed into May, eventually June, potentially, we'd like to take a specific date to them when we know our teams are back up and practicing and competing and gearing up for those tournament times and dates and times. And so, we've had some conversations, not with all of them, but if we're able to get up and going in early May, then definitely we'll set some timelines and move forward with and recognizing we may have to be flexible with some locations simply because locations aren't available, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, and then I guess, too, you know, as you're answering that question, I was thinking, you know, all state tournament series, the championship weekends, they've been championship weekends Friday and Saturday. Now I get to thinking here with, you know, school being likely out of session, it's hard to, you know, tongue-in-cheek when you laugh school out of session in late June. But I guess you don't know if maybe some schools would utilize maybe some extension of their school year to have some extra class days. I don't know. That's a completely other issue. But does it have? Do you still envision the IHSA, they would want the state tournament series, you know, that championship still on the weekend of Friday, Saturday? You'd still want that?
Yeah, I think we would. I think for our spectators, I think that's when we generally get our best attendance. And so that's our thought going into, you know, again, a lot of things could change. But as we think about how our seasons could come to conclusion in those state championship weekends, we would still anticipate those being weekends unless there would be something that would we'd need to be more flexible with a venue potentially. But right now, that's our thought, that we would maintain the weekends and try to plan again as quickly as we could once we knew a date and timeline of which we'd be back in session.
Right. And we haven't even mentioned bass fishing. We need to have that state tournament series this spring, too. We would miss not having that. And as we talked to you today, man, on April the 1st, a perfect day to get out and go fish,
yeah.
But you can't do that either unless you're on a private pond. One other thing, but I guess before I ask one other question about the announcing the state tournament basketball sites sometime after April, you know, the things we're talking about with dates and things of that nature, is that something that the IHSA boards would still have to sign off on then?
Oh, no question. Yeah, we couldn't extend a postseason because our bylaws would limit the organization of our schools with their teams within a certain time frame. So, you know, all of this that we're talking about, the extension and movement of a postseason deeper into June or any type of extension for a particular sports season would require board action. And so if we're back in session in May, then we'll probably and likely call a special session of our board to get those approvals so our schools can anticipate and we can plan those postseason championships accordingly.
All right. I know you had the announcement earlier today, again, speaking with Craig Anderson, IHSA Executive Director, and I had it marked on my calendar. April the 21st was the day the IHSA board was going to render the decision on the state basketball tournament sites going forward, beginning next year, three-year contract for both the boys and the girls. And the press release indicated, hey, we want to do this when these COVID-19 restrictions are over and the board can meet face-to-face. A decision like this can't be made via teleconference or whatever, video. So you want to wait, and that decision is going to be made when the board can eventually meet face-to-face. Is that what I'm reading?
That's correct, yes. This is obviously a critical decision that the board needs to be, in my opinion, face-to-face and in communication with one another, reviewing the facts and information that have been presented to us. So it's my desire that we do that at a time when the board is back together and we have a meeting in our office.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you this, Craig Anderson. The next time I talk to you, all right, is I hope you are telling me that we're going to have a season. So
I'm with you.
I hope the next conversation, as the birds are chirping in the background, they're saying amen to that. So I hope the next time, and
yeah.
I know it's tough for the coaches, the student athletes, the parents, the teachers, the administrators. I mean, it's just been a rough patch here the last month or so. And hopefully it gets better, and we got to just hope, man, that May 1, we can move forward and kids can be back in the actual school buildings and kids can be back on the oval track or the baseball field or the softball diamond, or you would even say fishing, and we can get that thing going on. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm hopeful the same, and I look forward to that time 100%.
All right, good to visit with Craig Anderson, Cambridge native. He's always looking for guys to play a pickup football game at the Cambridge Bowl. Tom Hassan's always in. Terry Anderson's always in, and Jim Taylor's always in as well. Good to visit with you, sir. We'll talk to you down the
road. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, you bet.
You're listening to WMJ and WMJ.com.